God damn.
What? You have to tell me you need me to be quiet before.
I did. I said, all right, hold on.
That's no, you just said, all right.
Oh, my God. You want me to go replay it back?
All right. All right means that let's record. Let's do this.
Okay. Welcome to Loud Neighbors Podcast.
Hold on.
I'm here with Colin.
Yes.
I'm Trevor. I already regret that I fucking wanted to make an episode this week.
I don't know why.
Because you come into my house and you instantly just be annoying.
Instantly. I mean,
I think every week you get a little further away from your microphone.
It's not, I'm right on it, dude.
Ah.
I'm literally have my face pressed against the fucking pop filter.
Good.
Now I'm going to lean back just because.
Yeah, that's fine.
Eat a dick.
Nobody wants to hear what you have to say anyway.
Eat a dick.
You lean far enough back, it'll just wash it out when I send it through Levelator. And then
Okay. Then I'll just re-record my voice over the podcast.
We'll do, what do they call those?
In post.
What do they call those in the show? ADRs? We'll do ADR pickups.
I have no idea what that means.
Whenever you're watching a show and, like, say Picard is talking or whatever, he's like, all right, make it so. And then in the next, it's like the same scene, but suddenly his voice sounds completely different.
Oh,
like it's
yeah.
right inside of the microphone.
Like added afterwards.
Yeah. It's because they basically just did voice reads and re-recorded the lines because, like, I don't know, there was a noise or something fucked it up, the sound in the master in like the original recording.
Gotcha.
It's called ADR. I don't know what the ADR stands for. Dynamic recording. I'm betting something dynamic recording.
I don't know.
Neither do I. That's why I was just guessing.
After dick ups recording.
That sounds more likely.
Yes. Right.
Hi, it's Colin. Proper. How's it going?
It's going all right.
How was your week?
Fine. Did things, I guess. Not really.
Did you? I hear. I'm just going to get right into this.
Oh, God.
I hear you watched a movie.
I did. A great movie.
I hear you watched one of the best movies ever made. One of my top 10 most watched movies of all time.
Well, look.
Last night.
She's with me, so there's no accounting for taste.
Let me ask you a question, Colin, because this is very serious.
Okay.
Did you call off the engagement instantly? Colin watched Clue last night. One of the funniest movies ever. I'm just going to call her out right here in the public. She deserves it for this one.
I
make a lot of jokes, Colin.
I don't disagree.
I make a lot of jokes about, oh, so you're single now, or, oh, you know, I make a lot of funnies. But this is no joking matter. Clue is one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's got fucking grammar jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the best fucking one-liners. Christopher Lloyd.
I don't know, maybe it helps if you watch it as a kid. Maybe.
I don't know.
Look,
I don't understand.
I don't either. I can't figure it out. I've not been able to crack that code.
Flames. Like
why she likes.
From the side of my face.
Right. It's funny. I don't know.
That's bizarre to me.
It is.
That somebody could possibly not like that movie.
She doesn't like a few. Like any of the 80s movies. Most of the 80s movies we've watched together that she had never seen before, she does not like.
Weird.
I think there's just a... in fairness, I don't think Goonies is a good movie.
Oh, I disagree, but go on.
But I didn't see that when I was a kid. So I went back and watched it as an adult.
And you don't like it?
No.
Oh, man. That's weird to me.
Right. But that's just it. I think there's a nostalgia factor to it.
Maybe, but I don't think that applies to Clue because it's so well written and has so many of the world's best actors.
It was a movie about a board game that was actually really good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
They're like, oh, we're gonna turn a board game.
She
into
doesn't
a movie
really
and nail it.
I mean, she probably really likes Judd Apatow movies.
Oh my God.
I don't watch them with her, but I'm pretty sure that's her style.
All right.
So it just kind of explains a lot.
Wait,
right
when
there.
You got, is this the reason you watch all these Adam Sandler movies? It's actually because she fucking thinks
yes.
they're hilarious.
Yes. That's why.
She's yes. like, yep. Oh, what's the Western? That Despicable Eight or whatever.
Oh my God.
What a knee slapper.
I made it not even through the first scene of that movie.
Yeah,
it was
you,
that bad.
You told me to watch the first scene where, like,
it was bad.
It was.
I just realized Adam Sandler's last good movie.
I mean, it was Happy Gilmore.
Nope, it was more recent than that.
He made two good movies.
Nope.
Made Billy Madison.
He made another one.
All right, Waterboy's all right.
No, made another one.
What?
The Longest Yard remake. I just watched that last night. That movie's fucking funny.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it funny, or is it just because, like, Kevin Nash acting dainty is funny?
It's a funny movie. I actually enjoy that.
All right.
And I really like the original, too. So.
But is that really an Adam Sandler movie? That's more of a Stone Cold Steve Austin and...
No, it's an Adam Sandler movie.
I mean, he's in it, but...
It's an Adam Sandler movie where he's not as Adam Sandler-y.
Oh, so it's like... It's like when Will Ferrell made that fucking, that weird narrated movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. What the fuck is the name of that?
I cannot remember.
I keep thinking What Dreams May Come, but that's Robin
totally
Williams.
Different.
I know it is.
Anyway, it's a movie where fucking Will Ferrell.
Stranger Than Fiction.
That movie's great.
It is a good movie. It is probably his best movie.
He bought that chick like a bunch of bags of flour for their date. And I didn't get the joke that he brought her flowers till like the second or third time I watched it. Like, oh, flowers. That's actually really fucking funny. That's good. That's a good fucking play on words there.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that movie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So I was late coming here.
Yeah.
Because I found somebody on the Facebook Marketplace selling a kettlebell.
Got it.
For exercising.
Yeah.
See, I've had this issue. I've been trying to find dumbbells. Some are like 20.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 15 and 25 pounds, somewhere in that range.
Sure.
Because we have 10-pound ones and it's just not enough.
Yep.
You know, I'm not trying to get jacked or anything.
But 10 pounds isn't... I mean, that's ankle weights.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit for me.
For a guy our size, that's nothing.
Like 25 would be ideal, but...
Yeah.
You can't fucking find dumbbells anywhere.
No, not right now.
Like, and when you do, well, see what happens is stores will get them in and you have these fucking scalper people who will go and buy all as much as they possibly can get.
Yeah.
And then immediately turn around and try to sell them online.
Yeah, my brother does that with basketball cards right now. Apparently sports cards are back in a big, bad way.
Really?
Big. Apparently they're like the thing right now on the internet.
Really?
Like reselling blind packs on the internet because everybody loves a loot box. And what's better than a loot box is a loot box with actual physical products.
Just go to the store and buy one.
You can't.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Because people like my brother have plugs on the inside of the store who tell them when the shipment's coming in.
Oh my God.
And they buy them direct. Like as soon as they get unloaded, they grab the whole fucking pallet. And buy them and flip them.
Jesus.
Apparently that's the thing now. Apparently that's the thing they do on the internet now.
That doesn't bother me as much because it's, you know, literally something nobody needs.
Yeah.
But working out, that's something people need to do.
Yeah, that's a fucked up endeavor. They should probably do like they do with like soaps and hand sanitizers and shit where like they limit one per customer.
Yeah, well, they are.
Oh, good.
They're limiting people, but it doesn't matter because you have enough people going and buying that shit.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this guy popped up. He had an Onnit, like one of the primal kettlebells that Joe Rogan sells.
Sure.
And it was like $40 for an 18-pounder.
That's outrageous.
With shipping, they're like 53 new.
But for right now, that's
like,
not bad, yeah.
He's asking less than what it sells for, so fuck it. Why not? I'll just, you know what? I'm going to do it. So that's why I went and did. He texted me like as I was on my way over here, and I'm like, oh, yep, I'll come down to Walmart on 370 because that's in the way I'm going. Sure.
I mean, not really.
No,
sure.
It wasn't. I was just kidding, but whatever.
All right.
So I got that. So you'll hear me next week when I blow my shoulder out completely.
Yeah.
See if I'm trying to get functional strength back.
Are you going to do those like you're going to watch that episode of Always Sunny where they're all in a fucking exercise cult and they're just like jerking kettlebells around in like the worst possible fucking movements?
No, not going to do it like that. I'm going to actually sit and watch some videos of people instructing you how to fucking use them right because there's, yeah. People get hurt with those.
Yeah, real easy.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do all right.
I went to the gym yesterday or Friday, I guess. Yeah, I hit 250 again, and I'm like, oh no,
yeah,
oh no, this is. I was starting to get abs at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
And I looked in the mirror and I'm starting to grow tits again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I gotta, all right, it's time to stop being slack and do something about this. So I went up to the gym Friday and I did squats and deadlifts and bench and a couple of core like workouts, like ab machine shits. My legs hurt so bad.
Do you do any cardio?
No.
No?
No. What I learned actually losing weight is that deadlifting and squats burn way more fat than cardio can.
Yeah. Cardio is more just, you know, so your heart doesn't explode.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. I just want to look good. I just want to look good in my coffin. Fuck it.
I'm gonna you want to go fast and leave a sexy corpse?
That's right. So my workout regimen is deadlifts and bacon. So, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, what are you going to do? Yeah, I ride my bike.
Yeah.
So I get that. I not as often as I should, especially this year. I should have been out riding fucking all the time. Right. But I went on a couple of few bike rides this week.
No, you were working the whole time, so you didn't have an opportunity to be quarantined and just get to fucking, you know,
yeah,
work out.
It's horse shit.
It is. I know. I know, Trevor. Because me too.
Yeah. Hashtag you too.
Yep. Hashtag me too.
I did go, like, I got crewed down a bunch last week. And so I went on, like, a couple really nice bike rides. Once over here on I think it's called the West Papio Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Rode that, you know, a few miles there and back. Just a nice thing. And then, I don't remember what day it was. Wednesday, maybe. I'm like, I want to go up to Dragon's Lair, which is a local comic book and game shop, like a hobby shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to dig through their Bits Box. They have a thing called a Bits Box.
Yep.
It's just a big plastic tub full of
Warhammer. And
like when you build a Warhammer guy, when you buy a Space Marine, they come with several options. So like there's like two or three heads you can put on the guy and like different weapons you can. So like you can either give him a gun or a knife and a pistol or like, you know, a sniper rifle. There's all sorts of shit. And so people just, you know, everything they don't use, they just, you know, trade in or give to fucking Dragon's Lair or
sure.
Or somehow they end up with a whole fucking box of them. But their boxes also have a ton of slide decals because nobody uses their transfers. And so there's just piles of transfer sheets in there. And I needed extra vehicle transfer sheets for this tank I'm painting because I got a bunch of used shit off of Craigslist and none of the transfer sheets.
You know why nobody has those? Nobody uses those?
Because they're very difficult to use.
Yes.
They suck.
Decals are terrible.
But I'm getting very good at decals.
Yeah.
I'll show you some of my decal work after this because I'm very proud of my decal work, Colin.
I used to try doing decals on model cars. It sucks ass.
Now imagine doing that on a completely rounded Space Marine shoulder pad.
Ah, that sounds terrible.
It is the worst, but I'm getting decent at it.
Nice.
So anyway, I needed more Space Marine things, so I'm like, I'm gonna go up to Dragon's Lair and dig through their bits box, see if I can find some sheets and any like other little weapon bits or anything that I might be able to use. I'm like, but I'm not gonna drive up there. So I parked my car down by 72nd and Center Street, right next to where you can get on the Keystone Trail right there. And I just rode the Keystone Trail north up to Blondo. I think it's 2 or 3 miles, maybe.
Oh.
From 72nd and there up to, what is that, like 90th and Blondo now? Yeah.
That's not a bad ride.
It's not a bad ride.
I've done that.
Right along that trail. But it was so fucking windy out.
It blow you into the fucking creek?
It was, my ride there felt like it was 10 fucking miles because I was riding directly into the wind.
So you got pushed all the way back? You just coasted on the way back?
Yeah. I probably got back in fucking 10 minutes. Like, the ride home felt like it was, like, not even half the time it took me to get there. It was so fucking hard riding there. I almost gave up. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I cannot ride against this wind anymore. And I check my phone, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm like 3/4 of the way there. I'm just going to finish this out. I'm just going to push through this fucking wind.
Yeah.
God, it was windy. I did not know it was that windy when I left my house. This is a good ride, though. I really like riding along that trail. It's really fucking nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nice scenery. Took a nice picture of just a drainage into the creek that looked like the little fucking hole it lives in. Pennywise lives in.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that was fun. Got all my transfers. Got some other little bits. If you ever need bits, man, they don't even... Like, I got 2 or 3 transfer sheets and a little like fucking thing of, they're called purity seals. They're just these little tiny plastic. They look like wax seals with fucking tassels. I think he charged me 50 cents for all of it.
Gotcha.
Like, you just throw up your fucking pile of,
whatever, and he just makes bits, up a price.
And he's like, eh, that looks like, it's never more than a dollar. Like, no matter how much shit I pull out of that box, he's never said more than, it's always like right around like 50 cents.
Hmm.
I'm like, dope. I just need to, can I just buy this whole bits box? Yeah, that'll be 50 cents.
Should do that next time. All right, how much?
Yeah.
But then you're going to have a bits box with a bunch of shit you're never going
to
use?
Yeah. Yeah. It's better to just have it up there, and then it gives me an excuse to go in to the comic book store.
And buy shit you don't need.
And buy shit I don't need.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I needed the transfers, Colin.
Yeah, that's fine.
They were very important for this tank I'm painting.
Let's see, what else did I do? I bought a house,
yeah, you
know, 2 years ago. It's been 2 years since I moved in there.
Yeah.
And turns out when you buy a house, what happens is people do things to like just basically fucking get it going and, you know, keep it going along.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I bought a house with like a 15-year-old roof
and, yep,
you know, same age gutters.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So anyway, had this issue where I don't have like end caps on any of my gutters. It's all one continuous gutter all the way around the house.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I kind of like that.
Except for there's a bunch of miters in the gutter.
What's a miter?
A miter is a corner.
Okay.
Basically, where they're, you know, all the caulk and shit is just deteriorating. So it was leaking in some of the corners. There was just a bunch of roof material in there.
Sure.
I had leaf guards on there that were like real cheap fucking Walmart, not our Menards ones.
Right.
And anyway, I had an old buddy of mine come over and he looked at it because it was leaking pretty bad and it was rotting the soffit and the fascia out.
Sure.
And he came over, sealed up that corner, and he's like, yeah, this is, you know, that's going to need to be repaired. So he came over yesterday and repaired the soffit and
the fascia. Of him.
And I was talking to him. He got up on the roof and he's looking around. He's like, there's like a huge section of shingle that's like not even attached. And I'm like, of course.
Time to buy a new roof, Colin.
So I climbed up on the roof to go look at it. That was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, climbing up on the roof is fine.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What did you think you were going to see?
I just wanted to know what was going on.
Okay.
It's fine.
It's like you ever at the mechanic and the mechanic pulls you back in and opens the hood and he's like, oh, have a look at this. And I'm like, that's an engine, all right.
I know how cars work.
Yeah, but I imagine that's how you are, just like getting on the roof and pretending like,
it was something I needed to see. Like,
that sure is a roof.
It was a big section of shingle that just goes, whoosh,
whoosh, oh yeah,
whoosh, and slides all over.
I feel like you could have just told me that without making me get on the roof.
Maybe. I mean, he didn't really make me
fuck do getting it. On the roof.
I could have just, I guess I could have walked to the backyard in hindsight.
I'd have just been like, yeah, I'll take backyard. Your word for it.
But anyway.
And then you know what I'd have said? Yeah, it is what it is.
I got up there, and getting up there and walking around was fine.
Yeah.
It's the getting back down part that's...
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That was nerve-wracking. I'm just like, okay, don't slip ladder. Don't slip. And I'm like swinging my leg over it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Here's a pro tip. Just build a staircase right up to the roof.
I know. I was like, boy, I wish that was something that existed.
We just got to get like at work.
Stair car.
At work or that. At work had those like roller stair racks for getting shit off of high shelves. Yeah. Just get one of those.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just put a little door on it.
Yeah.
At the top. Yeah, that's a good call. Good call.
Done.
So anyway, yeah, he did all that and he was like, yeah, you know, all the rest of the corners need to be sealed, but he cleaned out my gutters, took those leaf guards off. Cause he's like, they work fine for like a year. He's like, then they just get clogged up with so much.
Yeah.
Just small particulates.
Well, before I had the current ones, I had like, yeah, just some cheap plastic ones, but they were more like, they weren't little circles. They were like oval shaped and the shape was just perfect enough to catch helicopters.
Perfect.
So my whole gutters were just helicopters standing straight up out of my gutters.
Awesome.
It was dumb as shit.
Yeah. This had like a screen in it.
Yeah.
And then holes. anyway, he was just like, yeah, the moral of the story is, what the fuck? Why haven't I've been there 2 years. Not a single hailstorm has gone through there. Yeah. And it really fucking annoys me.
They're probably not going to give you like, but maybe 10% of your roof anyway, if it's that old. Welcome to insurance.
Yeah. They'll cover the gutters though.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you know, they'll cover certain things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to come completely out of pocket for
That's fair. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. It's
things I learned the hard way.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Homeowners insurance is a fucking scam.
I mean, they did buy me all my siding, like, completely. I didn't pay a dime for my siding, so.
That's good.
That was very nice.
So, that was yesterday, and then I was like, he got done. He must have been there 4 or 5 hours, and I'm like, so, what do I owe you? No, nothing. What?
Yeah, that's...
He's like, yeah, you had that, like, memory card thing for the Dreamcast, so you could, like, load games on it? He's like, just give me that. I'm like... I don't even know if this thing works, dude, but you can fucking have it.
Like a VMU?
No, it's like a, it's called a Dream Shell loader. It goes into the serial port on the back.
Oh, it's for pirating?
Yeah.
It's for piracy?
Yes.
All right.
But I think I got that thing and spent 10 minutes with it. I'm like, well, this is fucking unusable. So I just put it away and never touched it again.
All right.
But then I'm like, I had recalled one time we were looking through my video game shit because I was trying to find something. I was trying to sell him something.
Yeah.
And he saw my Nomad. And he's like, that's one thing I don't have. So I think I'm going to give him my Nomad.
Sega Nomad.
I think I'm going to give him the Nomad.
Wow. How are you going to fucking part with that thing, man? It's so fucking cool.
You know how long it's been since I fucking used the thing?
That's fair.
12 years, probably.
It's like,
Yeah, it was cool. They suck, though.
It's such a cool idea.
They're
that
cool. But it was, like, implemented poorly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was implemented as good as it could be in 1980s technology.
No, it wasn't. So, it's got this one fatal problem.
Yeah.
If you bump it in just the slightest way, the cartridge comes loose and fucking...
That's a problem.
...kills the game.
That is a problem.
You don't get that with a Game Boy or even a Game Gear.
That's fair.
Yeah. So... Too much.
It was such a good idea.
It was.
That 30 years later, the Switch finally made good on it.
That's what Sega was great for innovating.
Yeah.
Shit. They just weren't great for implementing it.
They were just always way too fucking far ahead of their time.
They just didn't implement anything correctly. I mean, the Dreamcast, that was another fucking, like, fuck, dude. Had a high-speed Ethernet option.
Uh-huh.
Had a phone modem built into it.
Yep.
Like, you could buy that shit for other systems at the time. But most of that was Japanese only.
I think maybe PS1 had some online
Sega Saturn did.
And I think
Super Nintendo
the Atari
had a
Jaguar
modem.
had a...
The SNES had a modem as well.
But only in Japan.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it existed in
theory,
I guess.
Well, and also, like, 25 years before Netflix figured out streaming, Sega had the fucking Sega Channel.
I know. Fuck.
And still nobody else has been able to do it.
Nope.
Like,
Like,
Google has whatever their thing, Stadia, and it's not good.
Well, Xbox does their fucking monthly subscription pass where you get free games.
That's not the same thing, because you've got to download the whole game. You can't just play it streaming.
You kind of downloaded it's because they're fucking multiple gigabytes, not a couple of megs.
I mean, Stadia is just what that was. It's just straight streaming. And... a couple other people. I think Microsoft is coming out with just a totally streaming service. I don't know if it's up and running fully yet. Gotcha. I can't remember what it's called.
I mean, that's irrelevant which way it goes. It's just...
Yeah, but the point is...
How it was implemented.
It's just you fucking hooked your cable up to your fucking Sega Genesis, and there are like just 50 Genesis games.
Well, that was like the very early broadband.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. So. It's like the OG...
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Played so much Skitchen.
I never had it because we were poor.
Yeah. Well, we were poor, but my mom was a swindler. So
I know.
So we had all the cool shit.
You told this story. Isn't that like her boyfriend or something, or friend that lived with you guys that like bought that shit or something. I don't remember. Or you used to fight with him about it.
Bo and this man who lived in the house named Buzz, who was actually a really good guy. Buzz was fucking awesome. I wonder whatever happened to him. I know he was a motivational speaker for a while because, you know, he had drug problems and shit and overcame it and fucking got his shit together and, you know, stopped living on my mom's couch. And, but like him and Bo would fucking argue over whose turn it was to play fucking Sega Channel. To the point where my mom had to set up a schedule between my brother and my fucking like 10-year-old brother and this grown ass man.
Jesus Christ.
It was fucking hilarious.
Trying to think what else. Oh, I saw an article on Vice.
Yeah.
Vice is terrible, for one.
Yes. I don't know why you were seeing articles on Vice.
Somebody linked it. So there's a YouTuber called the 8-Bit Guy.
Okay.
He does old like console and PC reviews, just a bunch of random old shit.
Sure.
Well, last year, a bunch of YouTubers, computer-based YouTubers, found out there was a fucking store down in Texas called Computer Reset that was effectively the owner was real sick and his family was basically trying to get rid of shit to pay for his medical bills.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a video of one YouTuber named LGR, Lazy Game Reviews. He went there. Oh my fucking God. It is a warehouse that is like, I mean, it's the size of your works warehouse.
Jesus.
Filled with nothing but old computers. Some of this shit is brand new in the box.
Huh.
Well, this 8-Bit Guy, he got a computer from there. It was apparently some kind of IBM. I don't know. Something that's ultra fucking rare.
Yeah.
Brand new in the box. And he got one.
Back when computers used to just come in a box.
Yes.
Back when you used to just buy a box with a fucking computer in it instead of like fucking parts off of Amazon.
Yeah. He got this as like, hey, we want you to. Somebody wanted him. I don't know. Somebody else is running the place now. And they wanted him to do a fucking video on it. Like, here you go. Well, he was on a time crunch and kind of cut a couple of corners doing it. And one of the things he did was there's security screws on the computer itself that he just Dremeled off because he didn't have a bit for it.
Yeah.
And people were fucking incensed about it.
I bet.
And then there was something else. And I've never heard of this trick, but there's something with power supplies on those. Like there was a trick you would do with basically a paper clip. You'd stick it in a spot and it would, I don't know if it bypassed something, basically it would let you start it up. Maybe if there was, I think it might've been those old computers had keys sometime.
Yeah.
And that would lock out the fucking power switch. I think you could bypass and I don't know exactly what he was doing, but he fucked up. And it fried the computer, fried the power supply on it. So fans or internet people are trying to cancel him now.
Because he broke a computer?
Yes. Like, and I mean like going fucking deep. Like he does not fucking speak any of his political beliefs. But he's like an open carry guy.
Sure.
I think he lives in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, but there's some videos of people just like seeing him in public going, oh, look at him with his rifle strapped around his back and in like a subway.
Wow.
He's just like a super geeky dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're trying to cancel that guy because he broke an old computer.
Because he broke garbage.
I'm like, you know,
a computer, like let's go ahead. Sorry. No.
Well, my first thought is I really hope that fucking LGR gets one and just breaks it.
Yeah.
As well.
Just out of spite.
Yep. Just out of spite. This was that article was posted in one of the Dick Show groups, and I read it, and I'm just like, I kind of wish we could get one of those and just fucking make a video and break the fucking thing.
Like on
fucking all of these people.
Like on console launch days when people buy a brand new PlayStation. It's the fucking best thing ever. Parking lot.
Yes.
And everybody's like, my favorite though is when they do it and nobody cares because it's like been done so many times now. Right. So everybody in the line's like, yeah, so I have my number. I'm getting one anyway.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it.
Insane.
What the fuck?
People are so fucking dumb.
We don't need the internet.
It's not like, okay, it's an old computer. It's not like it's a fucking limited quantity, like...
It's like, somebody was saying, like, it might be as rare as, like, the Apple One made in fucking, you know, Steve Jobs and Wozniak's garage.
Yeah, but
again,
I don't know, man. It's not like it's a comic book where, like, oh, this is a piece of history. It's just,
to some people, it is.
It's just garbage.
Like, I get that people, like, appreciate that stuff. Because, okay, for example, like, there's some stereo equipment out there that I would probably feel, you know,
it's like an 8-track
strongly
player.
About that.
An 8-track player isn't worth I don't care how rare your 8-track player is. It's a shit technology. That's just my opinion on it.
I don't view it like that, but I also don't view it like, you know, we need to cancel this guy's life and make sure he never makes a fucking dime again in his life and he has to kill himself.
Right.
Because we fucking destroyed his YouTube channel and his only source of income.
It's not like he started a Detective 27 on fire. That's the first appearance of Batman.
I mean, I wouldn't care if he did.
I mean, that's like millions
of dollars.
I kind of
want to piss on one. No. If I was rich, I would do that. I'd buy one and just pee on it.
I would cancel you.
Yeah, I know.
I would cancel
that's
your whole
point.
Life.
There's
Colin.
The point. There it is.
I would cancel, but that's Batman. That's not a shitty computer.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. That's the point I'm illustrating.
It is the same thing.
I would cancel your
it's
whole
It's a piece
fucking,
of history.
I'd be like, this guy who just pissed on this Batman, let me point you to this podcast where he's been spewing hate for the last 5 years. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Listen to his racist hot takes.
It's
about IBM computers and why they don't matter.
It's so fucking dumb. The internet, man.
Yeah, it's awful and it should be canceled. And the internet was a mistake. And I've been saying
I don't
it
think
for
it was
years.
A mistake.
No, it was a mistake.
No. I think you've said something in the past how it should be controlled like TV is.
Yes.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm down there. You know.
Should be regulated by the FCC.
It would be harder for content creators to make a name for themselves.
Sure would.
But, you know. Or, how about this? How about it's all regulated, but, you know, I can upload a video to YouTube or wherever, but it's checked and approved by...
YouTube couldn't...
The Thought Commission.
YouTube couldn't do it because they'd have to hire too much of a fucking force.
Yeah. But the more importantly, no comments.
Which is why... Well, yeah, definitely that.
Just fucking dump those.
But
there's
that's why fucking public access television is so shitty and low budget because it has to be approved like that.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to approve like that in mass quantities. So like, no, nobody. Except for like one shitty guy that we can approve at a time. So you end up with some dog shit on public access TV like Wayne's World,
Omega 64,
yeah, which is great, but you know,
we got, you know, I don't know, I just,
the point is, cancel the internet. It's bad. It's problematic.
It's not, people are,
yeah,
we don't deserve it.
We don't deserve
it. Is an incredible tool if used properly.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, I know it's not. It's for cat videos and people to watch porn and argue with each other.
I'm fine with the two of those. No, here's the problem with the internet. There's like all the assholes who just get mad about everybody who accidentally breaks a computer. And then there's all the assholes who like can't not look up things to make them mad. Like,
yeah, people, they wake up offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those people exist.
They're like, no, sure. I need to go online and find people who have opposing views to me and get pissed off that they exist. I can't not do it.
Oh my God, speaking of which, I'm, as somebody else put, I made somebody tilt off the face of the earth.
Oh yeah?
So, this Slack group I'm in, we got a political channel in there.
Sure.
And there's like...
It's always a good idea.
There's four of us that talk.
Right.
And I'm... the only one that's any bit right-leaning.
Okay.
The rest of them are just super liberal.
Right.
And one of them, even more so than the rest, he's like, you know, all for fucking, you know, thinks a good, I don't know, a nice vodka and a Joseph Stalin book's a good idea.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah. Joe Stalin had some good ideas. Look how great Russia's doing today.
Sure. Yeah, not because of him.
Or
it's,
at all.
It's, no, it's doing better.
It's doing better.
In spite of him.
Yeah.
Because they fucking left that system.
Just link him the red primer for children and diplomats.
Well, anyway. I often go on there and just say shit because it's funny and I right. know it's going to fucking fuck with them.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, the topic of abortion came up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bodily autonomy. And I'm like, you know, I've never really gotten that. You know,
yeah.
You know, like the people that, you know, complain because they want to have abortions up until like 3 weeks after the kid's born.
Yeah.
And he just fucking went off the deep end about fucking nobody gets late term abortions except for this, this, and this. You know, people that are really fucking, it's women that are, what did he say? It's only for medical reasons.
Yeah.
And whatever. I don't actually care.
Right.
It's, but he started like listing off stats. He's like, yeah, maybe a small percentage of them just do it because they just want to have an abortion. I'm like, how can you possibly know that?
Yeah.
How can you possibly know unless you've talked to everyone who has a late term abortion? How can you fucking know? Cause this dude will always harp on me about, well, you're generalizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I generalize, you dumb fuck. Anyway, so I called him out for generalizing. He's like, well, you know, and he just left the channel.
Nice.
Because before that I said, so rules for thee and not for me? Is that how you, and then he just left the channel.
Like, yes is the answer.
Yes. No shit.
They can't argue against their own fucking bullshit. They like, don't know how.
Come on, dude. If you're going to fucking try to constantly harp on me about this shit, you need to at least not do it yourself.
The trick to arguing with people, in general, I find, is to just not start the argument about what they think they're arguing it about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they start arguing against a point you're not making, you're just like, well, yeah, but that's not what we're talking about at all.
But I do that, so I would do that to him all the time just because it's funny. Because I'm just like, yeah, liberals, am I right?
Yeah, like I posted a thing online. I can't even remember what it was in response to, but it was something about how, I think it was about the baby cages, like the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like...
You talked about that.
Something the left and the right can agree on. And it turned into him trying to convince me that Donald Trump was bad. And I'm like...
I didn't...
Yeah, that's what I said. I said the left and the right can agree on it. Right. I said Donald Trump is bad.
Yeah.
But Obama built him. Well, then why isn't it Donald Trump's fault? I'm like, I didn't say it wasn't.
What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
I know. Well, people think that if you are in any position that you're not completely agreeing with them, that means you disagree completely.
Yeah.
You're the complete opposite of their stance.
Right. Because people can't fucking see in shades of gray anymore.
Well, one of the funnier things that dude said after all the defund the police thing stuff was going on.
Right.
And you had the groups like, you know, the fucking Minneapolis City Council talking about just disbanding the police.
Yeah, I think they should.
I would bring that up about, you know, I was like, I think disbanding the police is a bad idea. Abolishing police is bad.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's not what it means. I'm like, are you sure? Well, you can't, not all liberals think the same exact thing. I'm like, well, maybe you guys should, maybe that's why you can't win an election. I mean, you think about it, though. Look at the Republican Party under Trump. They're just like, yeah, fuck it. We don't like this guy, but whatever.
Yeah.
He's got the people, you know, a good portion of the people behind him. So,
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Just fall in line.
Let's ride this train and try to get whatever we can fucking, whatever corrupt shit we can get done.
Right. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I watched some TV this week.
Oh, just God.
Total change of subject.
Oh, God.
A brief change of subject.
Oh, God.
I finished The Sopranos.
Yep. How about that ending?
I wrote here, what happened at the end of The Sopranos?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing was being built up to. They had fucking, like they always do, swept all of their fucking troubles and problems in. And
yeah, but he's mob boss.
And MacGuffin's under
That's
the rug.
That's what mob bosses do.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But then they were building to nothing, and then nothing happened.
You don't.
And everybody's like, "What happened at the end? Did he die? Did he live?" Nothing happened at the end.
Do you appreciate? Don't you appreciate that?
Nothing happened.
Don't you appreciate that though?
Everybody's arguing what happened, and the answer is nothing. It doesn't fucking matter because nothing ever happened in the whole show.
But like
nothing in that happened.
Can't you appreciate a show that just kind of, you know,
doesn't have a writer? No.
It had a writer.
He gave up. He didn't finish the last script, so they cut to black and were like, I don't know how to end this show, so just fuck it. Cut the camera. Good enough. That's what happened. He didn't know how to fucking end his own stupid show because he hadn't built anything.
Are you sure?
Ever.
Are you sure? Or maybe he's just a big anime fan.
No. He's worse than George R.R. Martin, or as bad as. It's the same shit, where George R.R. Martin doesn't know how to fucking write a story, so halfway through a fucking story, he just kills off all the characters in that story so he can just fucking drop the plot line because he had no idea how to wrap it up. Everybody thinks fucking like Game of Thrones is this fucking revolutionary thing because they're not afraid to kill off main characters. It's because fucking Martin can't fucking craft a goddamn plot. He doesn't know how to finish a story. And so when he writes himself into a stupid corner he doesn't know how to get out of, he's like, ah, fuck it, Red Wedding. All those people are dead and we'll just introduce 30 more characters to not do anything with. Game of Thrones fucking sucks.
Never watch it.
Don't.
I hadn't planned on it. It's like fucking...
It's like Sopranos.
It's like eight nothing seasons happens. With like hour-long episodes. I can't.
It's like, imagine if the Sopranos was eight seasons instead of six. Except for I think at least there was an ending to they didn't just fucking, like, they didn't just show the Iron Throne at the end of Game of Thrones and then fade to black because they try. Well, what happened was they just got
spoilers.
Passed. What happens is spoilers. George R.R. Martin stopped writing books and died or something. So the writers of the show could finish his shitty story for once.
Hmm. All right.
I don't know, man. If you can't write your fucking story before you start. Like, fucking outline your plot so you know where you're going before you even start this shit.
Have you ever...
Or don't bother.
Have you ever... I'm pretty sure that's not how television shows generally work, though.
Yeah, but television shows are just generally episodic, so they do that every week.
Yeah.
So they end every week. So if you just ever watch one episode, you're good.
Yeah.
If you watch the whole series, you're good.
Yeah.
So... The problem is people started to try to do this serialized television, but...
Only Deep Space Nine has gotten it right.
But only Deep Space Nine has gotten it right.
I was talking to our listener, Jake.
Yeah.
Krillin. And he was listening to last week's episode, and he had brought up something about, because we were talking about the next gen.
Yeah.
He's like, God, it's like I was just watching those last week. You know, but he wasn't. You know, he watched it as a kid.
Sure.
And he's like, but I only seem to remember, like, certain episodes, like, because it always seemed like they played the same ones over and over. I'm like, ah, it's, you know, it's possible that you just caught it like that.
Yeah.
But then I went into, I was like, yeah, it's good, but like, it's, I explained why I like Deep Space Nine better.
Right.
Because Deep Space Nine was more story arc driven.
Right.
Than episodic, where, you know, the next gen had a loose overarching story.
Kind of, yeah.
But not really.
Yeah.
Like, it had things that tied back.
Yeah, I mean, there were plot points where they re-referenced them
the Borg shit.
Yeah. Borg shit and the Q shit.
Yeah. But Deep Space Nine...
Some of the Romulan stuff.
Deep Space Nine, while it had some episodes that would stand alone.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
But
it had story arcs that cut through the whole season.
Yes.
Or series as the Dominion.
Like, you would have a lot more trouble. Like, the next gen was a next gen, and the original series are both great shows to watch an episode. And you know,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where you start; just watch wherever.
Yep.
And you're gonna get as much out of it as you would if you watched it consecutively.
Right.
Deep Space Nine, on the other hand, you're just gonna be fucking. Like, you're gonna be lost.
Yeah, you gotta watch it in order.
Who the fuck is the wormhole Jesus?
Yeah.
So. My recommendation is just watch Deep Space Nine. Suffer the first couple of seasons because all Star Trek is like that.
That's the problem with Deep Space Nine, though. All Star Trek is like that, but...
They take longer.
But you can just skip the first two seasons on every other Star Trek.
Yeah, that's true.
You can just watch these six episodes of Next Gen in any order because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. So you know watch this.
Also, season 5 is the best season of Next Gen.
I think season 6 is, but sure.
Season 5 has The Nth Degree, which is probably my favorite episode.
Which one is that?
The one where Barclay gets super smart.
All right. Was that season 5?
Yeah. Yeah. That's season 5.
Yeah. All right.
Great episode.
I like in season 6 has the Die Hard episode where Picard is on the ship fighting like
with a horse saddle.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That one, and it also has
relics.
It also has the one where he dies and, you know, goes back in time.
Yeah, Tapestry is a fucking good episode. He walks in and
goes, Captain John, or Mr. John Luck Pickard? He's got flowers.
Yeah.
That episode's great.
That is a great episode.
Gets stabbed by a Nausicaan.
Yeah. Twice his size.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have cheated at Dom Jot.
So,
Human play Dom Jot?
How long do you think, Colin? I sent you this message last night when occurred. I watched Star Trek VI last night, and I'm like, oh no, all Star Trek is going to get deleted off of streaming services for blackface.
They're not representing black people, though.
Neither.
They're representing Klingons.
So the drow, the dark elf in fucking Community was representing black people? Colin, the dark elf from Dungeons and Dragons in the Community episode was representing black people and not a dark elf with bright white hair.
Yeah, but they made jokes about it, referring to blackface.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. That's not the benchmark. The benchmark is, oh, that's a white man painted with brown shoe polish.
He wasn't even white.
He wasn't, but the Klingons in the original series...
No, in the original series, we're Puerto Rican.
They're all white guys painted brown with shoe polish. The most racist.
Was it brown or was it like gold?
The most racist of blackface. And then all of the shit, any episode Spock is in, that's a white man painted in yellow face.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
They were the Asians, weren't they?
I mean, basically.
Vulcans, the logical mathematic Vulcans.
Yeah. Asians. So, bye Star Trek. You're kicked off a stream. I'm going to do this myself out of spite for them taking all of my favorite episodes of It's Always Sunny.
Do not fucking do that.
I'm writing a letter to Netflix and being like, hey, motherfuckers, I appreciate you making baby steps by getting rid of that Dungeons and Dragons episode that personally highly offended me. But what about all this blackface going on in Star Trek, the original series? Huh? What about all these white men shoe polished up to look like brown people and then painted as the villains because of their skin tone? Let's cancel Star Trek. That's all I'm saying. It's racist.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
You know, the show about a utopian future.
You are really this mad about that one fucking episode of Community.
I am. It's fucking retarded.
It's
not the one episode of Community. It's the retarded fucking brain that it represents that inevitably is going to lead to all fucking shows getting pulled off of Netflix for dumb little shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but one issue with it is, like, the fucking writers of these series are asking them to pull these episodes off.
I don't give a shit. Fuck them.
Because they're like, I don't want to get canceled.
Ugh. I'm going to ask him to pull Star Trek because it's racist.
And they're all super liberal. That's the funniest part is the people that make these, you know, write these shows and these jokes, they're liberal as fuck and they're like the most racist. Oh, wait, kind of like we've been saying.
And then the best part about this is it's going to have to snowball into me getting all of the current shitty Star Trek shows on CBS app canceled. And then the CBS app is going to get canceled. I'm going to bankrupt CBS because they're fucking assholes.
The new show's woke.
No, it isn't. It's got a bunch of blackface in it. Unless you're going to tell me all those Klingons are black actors, because I guarantee they're not.
I bet they are.
They're not.
I bet they are.
And the guy who plays Spock is still white.
Yeah, but he's not really painted yellow anymore.
I don't know. He's still logical. He's still an Asian stereotype. He's still a 60s Asian stereotype. That's pretty with devil ears.
Those pointy ears.
He's a Japanese stereotype painted to look like a devil.
I don't know why you're talking about this. Because
I want it to happen.
No.
Because I want it to happen. Fuck him. I own it all on DVD. Fuck him.
I don't own it all on DVD.
Well, you better get to it, buddy, because I'm getting fucking Star Trek canceled. Fuck them. I'm getting CBS canceled.
I should try to find DS9 on Blu-ray.
I don't think it's on Blu-ray.
No?
I don't think so. Because they remastered, they fucking really remastered the shit out of, next if it gen. Is, it's not as good as next gen.
Oh, yeah.
Because next gen, they went through and like from the masters, like remastered all of the special effects shots. So they're all fucking beautiful and in 1080p. And it didn't sell. Because, you know, Netflix.
Well.
So they didn't bother to do it to DS9, which is too bad because DS9 has some fucking beautiful shots that would look great if they... if they went through and redid it. Anyway, that's my rant about getting Star Trek canceled for all of its blatant racism. I mean, I don't care that Dr. Martin Luther the King Jr. personally called Nichelle Nichols and thanked her for all her work she did, you know.
Right.
For being a fucking inspirational role model to young black girls. For being a fucking bridge officer on a show in the 60s. For, you know, having the first interracial kiss. There were white people with poop shoe polish on their face. The show is inherently racist. That's the world we live
okay.
in.
Okay.
Okay. Want to read emails? We got one.
Yeah, sure.
We got an email this week. If you want to email us, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Mimsy writes in, says, wait, this is directed at me. Wait, you don't like improv? That's what Always Sunny is 100% of, hypocrite. Look, there's always exceptions to the rule. And Sunny improvs a few lines, but they still have everything written out. Whereas Judd Apatow movies, like, outlines a plot, and then every one of their scenes is just two guys riffing for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
About shit that has nothing to do with anything in the plot.
Well, I think it makes a difference if the people are funny or not.
Well, that also helps.
You know. Dennis Reynolds, pretty yeah. funny.
But also,
Mac is pretty funny. Charlie, pretty funny. Seth Rogen, not funny.
But they're also not just improvising the whole show. They're just like, they're riffing on specific no, I know lines. Exactly. Yeah. Gee, Colin, for someone who can't come up with their own lists, I wouldn't dog the lists I gave you.
I wasn't dogging her list.
I was dogging her directly
I mean, for liking stupid soccer.
But you kept shitting on a bunch of her lists, Colin.
Well, because they were not really... Well,
then maybe don't... Maybe if you can't think of your own list, Colin, you should keep your opinions about people who are doing work.
Oh, I did think of a list. Oh. We talked about it last night and then forgot to talk about it on the show.
What was it?
The video game controllers.
Oh, right. That was a list? I thought you were just bitching about video game controllers.
No, it turned into a list.
Oh.
First of all, let's sidetrack. She can wait.
Okay.
So, I was playing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot last night.
All right.
And I noticed something about video games I don't like. Just really shitty difficulty curves.
Yeah, well, that's a shitty video game.
But it's fine. But, like, that's most video games. Especially that style.
You mean shitty anime, licensed anime games?
No, it's most video games.
I don't...
Like, you run in, it's like, hey, everything you encounter is just like, you pee on it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you encounter a boss, and they're like, fuck you.
I think you just play bad video games.
No, there's a lot of video games like this. It's dumb.
Okay.
It's, yes, they might be bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not bad, Trevor. Yeah, I'm just saying it's common.
Yeah, it's common that you play bad video games.
Oh, my God. That's all of them.
No, it isn't.
They all fucking suck.
I don't play any games like that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
All of your games suck.
Zelda didn't have
that
problem.
That's different.
Mario Odyssey didn't have that problem.
That game sounds terrible.
Yeah, you're wrong.
It's probably terrible. Sounds like it has bad camera.
Spider-Man didn't have that problem.
I still haven't played
Mario Odyssey does not have the camera problems of every other Mario game.
Really?
That's why it's the best game ever made. They fixed the camera problems.
That's why their 2D games are the best games.
Don't you have that Spider-Man game?
I do. I haven't played it yet.
Why the fuck are you playing that shitty Dragon Ball game when you have one of the best PlayStation games?
So here's my fucking complaint, Trevor.
All right.
It's not to do with how shitty the game is. It's to do with how shitty the quality of fucking modern controllers are.
Yeah, but I disagree.
That PlayStation.
Yeah.
Battery went out within a year. It was like, well, why don't you send it in? Okay, that's a great idea. So I'm not going to have it for 3 months.
I haven't had that problem.
I did.
My PS4.
I did.
What are you doing to your controllers?
Nothing.
To fuck them up? I mean, clearly you're doing something.
Trevor, I don't fucking use them.
Oh, that's your problem.
What?
You have to fucking charge and drain batteries or they die. That's all things with the fucking batteries.
Not like this.
Yeah, like that.
No, not like this.
Yeah, that's how lithium ion batteries work, dummy.
It's
like if you leave your fucking iPod sitting for a year, it'll never charge again.
Yes, it will.
Oh, bullshit. I've done it.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah, because I'm right.
No, because you're an idiot. That's
how fucking those kinds of batteries work. You gotta fucking charge and drain them or they don't hold a charge.
Yeah, they do.
That's all fucking rechargeable batteries.
No, they should trust me. It's not.
I don't trust you because you know you're wrong. That's why your argument is like, no, trust me. And not
how that works.
Facts that I've just proven you're wrong. That's not how that
works. See, here's the thing. I didn't just not use the fucking thing for...
You just said you didn't use it.
I had it 6 fucking months!
You said you didn't use it.
And the fucking thing just died! They don't die after 6 months, Trevor. They die after 3 fucking years!
Yeah.
Of not using them.
Was it
new? No, it just fucking died. Yeah. Yes, it was a brand new PlayStation 4 I bought last Christmas.
You said it was... You said you hadn't used it in a year at the beginning of this conversation, and suddenly it's 6 months? Wow,
no,
Colin.
No, I said...
You better not ever go on a presidential debate stage, because you're flip-flopping...
I didn't say that, Trevor. I'm interrupting you. I didn't say that.
You're flip-flopping like a...
No, I said I've
like
had
it... Like a Donald Biden over
I
here.
I said I've had it less than a year.
Uh-huh.
It died after 6 months.
All right.
I'd used it sporadically. I played Shenmue with it.
Yeah.
I didn't use it all the fucking time.
Sure.
Well, I replaced the battery on it because mm-hmm. you have to take the whole fucking thing apart to replace the battery. Batteries right. aren't expensive.
Sure.
Battery's fine now.
All right.
Now I have fucking analog stick drift.
Well, that's probably because you took the controller apart and fucked it up. That's your own fault. I don't know. You can't blame them because you're bad at repairing electronics. That's not their fault that you're sloppy when it comes to taking apart and repairing electronics.
So the other thing I did... was I have an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Xbox One has an infinitely superior battery system. You know, replaceable fucking ones.
Yeah.
With just double A's or rechargeable double A's.
Right.
Oh, man. The fucking... Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. That one just randomly, the digital, the D-pad just is stuck now. So it's just constantly... out of fucking nowhere. I don't use them that much. That's the fucking problem. Like I don't. They're not greasy. They're not dirty.
I was gonna say when you do play them, do you do it like you do this podcast where you're just like constantly sticking like gooey jerky?
No, they just stop.
So you're like
fucking
rubbing.
Working.
I assume you're just rubbing your jerky.
You know
right
what I never had
controller?
A problem with?
Like are you
never?
Pulling?
I never had a PS1 or a PS2 controller take a shit on me like that.
I've never had any controller take a shit
I've
on me like that.
I've had both PS4 and PS or Xbox One do it.
Are you sure your kid isn't coming down and like spitting on your controllers or
no,
getting Cheeto hands
touch
all
any
over
of that
them
shit.
Or your dog. Maybe your dog is chewing on them.
I had a few problems with the Xbox 360 controllers, but that was more just use. Like they'd wear out after a while.
Yeah.
That was triggers fucking breaking.
My problem
over
with the
time.
360 controller is like the joystick nubs I would wear down to literal nubs.
The fucking, because the only thing I can remember that did this well, the Switch does it.
Yeah.
The Joy-Cons have fucking, joystick drift.
Yeah. The Switch's Joy-Cons are real bad for joystick.
It's drift. All of them. And I'm thinking it's because they're using, I don't know, maybe they're using the same fucking motherfucking shit for.
I think you did the PlayStation controller.
No.
One. I think that was a you when you took it apart.
I didn't do anything to it.
You
though.
Took it apart.
Yes.
You
okay.
didn't put it back together right.
There's one way to put it back together.
Yeah.
There's not two ways to do it. There's not a wrong way to do it.
You got something off center in there when you took it apart.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well.
And the way it's set up, it makes no sense.
Hey.
Literally, the back pops off.
Yep.
And there's just a battery there.
Yeah.
You replace the battery, snap the back on, screw it back
you
in.
You did something
That's
wrong.
It.
Because I've never had that problem.
Because you've never taken one apart to replace a battery, apparently.
Oh, exactly. So it's your fault. Good. I'm glad we got that settled.
Because the fucking battery broke.
Well,
they're pieces of shit.
Look, I will say it sucks that your battery died in 6 months, but...
It's a really bad... Just fucking give me the option to replace the battery, dummies.
Factory defects happen in all electronics.
Yeah, I understand this.
And
Sony should be better than that, though.
Sony is the worst at that. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think they're the worst, but...
I've never had anything but my consoles survive. My consoles and controllers are the only Sony products I've had that haven't... just all the speaker channels crash out or the screen turns green.
Yeah, Sony receivers are dog shit.
So are their TVs.
No, their TVs are nice.
So if you really like The Matrix and want everything to look like The Matrix.
I mean, you bought a fucking DLP, dude.
It wasn't a DLP.
Yeah, it was.
It was a fucking SXRD. It was liquid crystal on silicone. It's not DLP. It's a totally different fucking technology.
Same thing.
It's not even a little the same.
It's same thing. Did it have a single light?
Yeah, but it didn't shine onto a bunch of little mirrors like DLP.
Shine onto an LCD.
It shined through a fucking
it's DLP.
LCD. It's not DLP doesn't shine through an LCD like that.
It's DLP.
They're totally different technologies. This guy fucking repairs electronics. He don't know shit.
It was a DLP.
He doesn't understand that you have to charge and drain batteries regular. He doesn't know that there's a difference between liquid crystal on silicone and a DLP. He probably thinks that they're fucking all like just the same as old rear projectors.
No.
Because he's an idiot.
It's not the same. Rear projectors have multiple guns.
Speaking of, if you could bring back any five people back to life, who would it be? Only one of those can be a wrestler.
Oh.
Of those five, you could only bring one to dinner. Who would it be? Well, my one wrestler is, and my one who I would want to dinner with is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's a good one.
And my next five are going to wait 2 weeks and Donald Trump. Four times. I'll bring Donald Trump back to life four times after he dies of COVID.
What? Hello.
I like to go like this because that makes sure I'm using the right mic. Yep.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ooby KB.
Shut the fuck up!